Okay, welcome back to our Experience Shabbat Shir. So this evening we're going to speak about the topic of can we read the newspaper on Shabbos? And not just the newspaper, but really anything. What are you allowed to read on Shabbos and what are you allowed not to read, right? People just always, at least when I was growing up, used to assume everyone would say that, oh, you know, you can't watch TV, you can't go on the computer, those are things we don't like to do, those are things that are prohibitions, but, you know, you read a good book, you read a good novel, a nice Holocaust story or whatever it is, something that makes you feel connected to the Jewish people in any way, shape, or form, even if it's something sad, all these things would seemingly be under the realm of permissibility, at least, again, when I was growing up. And moreover, you see lots of people who like to, they get the newspaper, and they get the I'm just going to mute people. You get the weekend paper, whatever it is, and you bring that in, and it's so nice. Before you get to shul on Shabbos morning, you could read the newspaper. It's so nice. Or, you know, even I'll tell you one more story. I know a certain community where the Erev is down, so it's a big issue. If you don't have an Erev, so if the paper is delivered on Shabbos, you can't bring the paper into your house, right? Because that would be carrying from one Rishus to another Rishus. So I heard a story that this one guy in the community, he decided to take a chair and set it up right where the paper is thrown. He always knows the paper is thrown in a specific location on his lawn, and so he figured, oh, I'm not going to be violating any prohibition of carrying from one place to another, I'll just read it right on the lawn. He didn't realize, though, maybe there's a prohibition of reading the newspaper to begin with. So that's really what we're going to speak about this evening. Are these things, is it really just you can read whatever you want on Shabbos, or is there a prohibition in this area? That's A, and then B, if there is a prohibition, or if there is even a discussion about it, why? Right, I thought Shabbos is supposed to be a time when we're allowed to sit back and relax, and so we understand we don't relax like maybe the 21st century perception of relaxing. We can't turn on the TV and just enjoy ourselves in that way, but we're supposed to sit back, lie on the couch maybe, read a nice novel. That seems to be part of what Shabbos is all about, certainly how we've come to understand it. So how could it be, and why would it be? So what is this all about? So this conversation begins with a Mishnah and a Gemara in Maseches Shabbos. The Mishnah first tells us an interesting halacha. Mone Adam esorchav ves parprosav mi piv, aval lo min haksav. Very often, if you have a lot of guests for Shabbos, not something we're so used to nowadays, but pre-pandemic and God willing soon in the post-pandemic world, and you have a lot of guests, so some people would actually write a list of all of the guests that they're having for Shabbos because there were just so many people that were supposed to be coming over they didn't want to forget. And not only that, but many people do this, that you have even not a lot of guests, even if it's just a few people, many people plan a menu for Shabbos. And so let's say you have either this list of guests or you have a menu plan for your Shabbos meals. Are you allowed to read off of those lists on Shabbos? Says the Mishnah, absolutely not. You cannot read your menu on Shabbos. You cannot read your list of guests on Shabbos. Only thing is that is permissible is that you are allowed to recall it by heart, but you cannot read it on a paper itself. Says the Gemara, that is the weirdest halacha that we've ever heard in my time. Why is this the case? Rav Bibi Amar, so Rav Bibi says, there's a concern that maybe you'll say, you know what, I don't really want to serve that that fish in the end, so I'm going to cross that off the list. And you'll forget, oh my gosh, it's Shabbos, and you just wrote on Shabbos. So because there's a concern that maybe you'll erase something on Shabbos, so we don't let the person read from the list. Abaye has another reason. He says, no, Gzeira Shema Yikra B'Shtare Hedjos. So there's a concern that someone is going to read from Shtare Hedjos. Literally, the words mean common documents, and we'll see how the commentators understand these words. But so you can't read, Abaye says that you can't read these Shtare Hedyotos on Shabbos. What's the difference between these opinions? Says the Gemara, very simple. Let's say you have a wall mural, and under the wall mural or under the painting there's a caption there, and it's so high up no person could reach it, therefore there's no concern that I would ever come to erase that. So according to the opinion who says that this whole concern of reading these other documents is about erasing, so I'm allowed to read that because that's high up, I would never be able to erase it practically. However, if you say this concern is all about reading these Shtare Hedyotos, these common documents, then even that, even though I can't erase it, I can't reach it, it's still going to be a prohibition, perhaps. So this is the big question. What are Shtari Hedyotos, and what is this prohibition of things that might be prohibited to be read on Shabbos? So Tosfos explains, what are Shtari Hedyotos? Well, he says there's really an argument between him and Rashi. Rashi says that Shtari Hedyotos are like financial documents. What is prohibited to read on Shabbos? You shouldn't be going through your bills. You shouldn't be going through the finance or through the business section of the New York Times on Shabbos. These are clearly things that are prohibited to be done on Shabbos, according to everyone. I see some smiles. I hope, whatever. And then according to Tosfos, he says, no, it's not financial documents. Really, it's just like letters. If you know that you're getting a letter from a friend, that's not an appropriate thing to be done on Shabbos. Those are common documents, and we don't like to look at those. So fine, so that's what the argument is between Rashi and Tosfos. Says the Shulchan Aruch, a long, long list. Most people have just forgotten about this passage from the Shulchan Aruch, but he lists many things that a person should not be reading on Shabbos. Shtari hedyotos, tahainu shtari chovos, v'cheshbonos, v'igeros, shel shelo shalom, asur lekrosam. One, he quotes both the opinion of Rashi and the opinion of Tosos. One should not be reading financial documents, one should not be reading letters from friends, v'afl ayein b'hem, and even to look at them is not permissible, below kri, even if you're not reading it, asur, that's all prohibited, says the Shulchan Aruch. And then he goes further, melitzas umashlam shel sichos chulin, v'divri cheshek, kegon sefer Emmanuel. So, and then you have other types of things. You have things like novels, secular books, books of poetry, maybe I forgot what's it called, like lusting kind of novels, those kinds of things. All right, even the Shulchan Aruch knew those things existed, and they even existed back in the day. So all those types of things, don't look at them. V'chein sifrei melchamos, and all the books that have to do with wars and fighting, to usher the cross behem b'Shabbos. All these things you cannot look at on Shabbos. And then he's even a little bit more stringent. V'af b'chol usher, even during the week you can't look at these things. Mishum moshav leitzim, because it's not an appropriate thing for a Jewish person to be doing, to look at these things that seem to ignite a negative energy within the heart and soul of a person. And he says, "Ve'over mishum al tifno el halilin." There's a prohibition to go after idol worship, and this is sort of in that prohibition. He explains, and then he says, "V'divrei cheshek," those lustful kind of novels, right? And we all know what those what he's talking about. Ika su mishum megara yitzer hara. These things sort of ignite the Yetzer Hara a little bit, right? You read a lustful novel, and that's not going to do very good for the thoughts that come to your mind. And so even that is going to be prohibited. And then he goes on and gives even further things that are prohibited to be read on Shabbos. He says that, first of all, the Ramah qualifies. He says all of this, the prohibition, is clearly if it's written in another language. However, he says, let's say it's written in Hebrew. Right, so let's say you're reading a novel in Hebrew, you're reading Harry Potter in Hebrew. In that case, says the Ramah, this is not what the Shulchan Aruch says, but the Ramah says, the Ashkenaz posik, b'lashon hakodesh, shari. All that will be permissible if you want to do that in Hebrew. So you have to learn Hebrew if you want to be able to read whatever you want on Shabbos, evidently. And then he explains further that, now going back to what the Shulchan Aruch says, Aser lil mod b'Shabbos v'yom tov zulas b'dibrei Torah, that one should not be reading or studying anything on Shabbos or Yontif if it's not Torah. V'afilu b'sifrei chachamos aser, even things like learning about the sciences and learning about math, and you'd say, well, that's like spiritual almost. You can learn about the astronomy. Why shouldn't that be permissible on Shabbos? All of that's aser, he says. V'yesh misha matir v'al pi svaratom mutar lahabit b'astrolab b'Shabbos. And he says that really, there are those that say that no, this could be permissible because there is an element of beauty in all of these types of things to be learning and reading about them. So some people might say that they are permissible. Okay, so that was a lot of information. Let's take one step back and try to understand what the root of this prohibition is all about. And by doing that, maybe we'll be able to get to the final conclusion that we hope to reach. And that is that some of these things we sure hope are permissible. One, because I'm sure a lot of us read these things without having realized that there may be an issue with them. And also, there is a clear desire on Shabbos to do things that is enjoyable for us, right? It's the classic teenage response, you know, Rabbi, I like watching TV on Shabbos, and I'm supposed to have oneg Shabbos, so why can't I watch TV on Shabbos? No, fine. So there are some red lines to that enjoyment, but still, reading a book, it's hard to believe that that would be like a bad thing to be doing. Certainly for us, and with our sensibilities nowadays, reading a book is not... It's that's a pretty G-rated activity. So to say that if I'm going to get such enjoyment out of reading a book, reading a newspaper, whatever it is, so at the end of the day, maybe there is some room to be lenient over here. So let's understand what this is all about, and then we'll try to fast forward a little bit and understand if there are any leniencies that could be found. So there are two real explanations given for this prohibition. The Rambam in his Hilchos Shabbos says that this entire prohibition is all about what the Gemara says, that there's a concern that I may come to erase something. Maybe I'll cross something out, maybe I'll make an edit, whatever, and so therefore, I can't read any of these things on Shabbos. A little hard to extend that to saying I can't read the newspaper on Shabbos. When was the last time anyone ever read the newspaper with a pen to make edits in an article? That doesn't really happen. So if that's the case, if that's what the Rambam is saying, maybe there is a big leniency that could be found there. However, in the Ashkenaz world, the Rush explains that no, this prohibition has nothing to do necessarily. Maybe there is an element of a concern of erasing something, but it's really all about the prohibition of Mishum Mimso Chatzucha V'Daber Davar. The notion that we refer to things as Shabbos dick. Is it Shabbos dick or is it not Shabbos dick? Which that is a very good way of including lots of things that aren't necessarily there in writing, but just through an intuition, we could understand why it might be a problem. And if that's the case, then there are a lot of things that we could say are prohibited. Maybe it's not appropriate for a person to be reading the New York Times or any paper on Shabbos, because maybe when you read the newspaper, it takes you away from Shabbos and it brings you into this world of chaos, of politics. Who needs that on Shabbos, right? So maybe you shouldn't be involved in any of these kinds of things because it's not actually Shabbistic. So let's now go one by one in some general categories and see what we can easily say is prohibited and then say, no, maybe there are some things that are really permissible over here, even though it might not seem like that from the earlier commentaries. So when it comes to financial documents, I think it goes without saying. Certainly when it comes to looking at your bills and looking at contracts or financial statements, all of those things seem to be clearly prohibited, not an appropriate thing to be doing on Shabbos. What is clearly permissible? So the Mishnah Berurah and others explain that if it is a document that is somehow related to a mitzvah, then that would be totally permissible. So there are some who raise the concern of not just looking at a financial document, but let's say I like looking at a circular, right? I look at all the sales that are on this week in any of the stores around. So that might be a prohibition because you'll say, that's a financial document in some way. Maybe I shouldn't be looking at that. But if you look at the Five Towns Jewish Times and other papers like that, every single ad, more or less, is nothing to do with some from like Gourmet Glot, but most of them are mitzvah related, right? This is a Shabbos program, this is a Pesach program, this is a shir, this is a whatever. So since so many of the advertisements in that paper happen to be mitzvah related, so there's what to say that all of those things would be permissible to look at and permissible to be reading on Shabbos. Stacey says maybe no, for other reasons it's not good to look at it, but that would be something that could be permissible. If it's for a mitzvah purpose, then even if it doesn't seem like it's 100%, then we could usually assume that we should be lenient in that regard. Fine, so that was financial statements and documents, and that was mitzvah-related documents. What about thinking about things like science and math and whatever? So what I'm not going to answer now, because it's a separate conversation, is things like studying for a test. There are, right, so I don't think anyone here is in school anymore. So studying for a test on Okay, so studying for a test on Shabbos is really not a simple question, and we sort of just assume that it's okay and people do it, but it's really not a simple thing to be done. But let's say someone just likes science and likes math, and they want to be reading various books related to these topics on Shabbos. So would that be permissible? So there are different answers that are given to this question, but essentially what we're going to get towards is that at the end of the day, if there is a general enjoyment with these types of things, then there is what to say that we can be lenient in these matters. That when it comes to things like science and math and other topics of interest, then certainly if they add a certain spiritual elevation to your day. I know someone, a particular rabbi, I'm not going to say his name, but a rabbi who lives in Potomac, Maryland, and he used to tell me how he loved studying physics. It was like he loved it so deeply. He had a PhD in physics, and it was something that he was just so turned on by spiritually. And so that kind of a person to be studying science on Shabbos, certainly seems like it should be a permissible thing to do, and maybe even something that we could encourage, because it brings him closer to God when he understands Newtonian mechanics on a deeper level. That really does it for him. But even if someone does not necessarily feel that attracted to science, even generally, you're like, oh, this is an interesting article about the Hubble telescope, so maybe that could be permissible as well, because it brings a level of enjoyment, of interest to a person on Shabbos, which is ultimately what we are trying to do on Shabbos. Maybe not the most ideal lichachila spirit, but certainly there is an element of it that would be permissible. This then brings us to newspapers. Can newspapers and things of that nature be read on Shabbos? So the Mishnah Berurah, talking about this, says as follows. U'le'inyan kriyas tzitungin. So I don't know if I pronounced that right, but I think it's Yiddish. It's for newspapers. So regarding reading newspapers b'Shabbos, af shebet shuvas shuvas Yaakov meikel bazeh, he says there are those that are lenient in this. Harbei achronim osrin. There are many who say that it's totally prohibited. Pibnei sheish b'hem yediyah me'inyanei masa matan. It says every article in the newspaper has something to do with business, has something to do with a matter that should not be thought about on Shabbos. You know, no one needs to read about the election on Shabbos. No one needs to read about the mayoral debates. No one needs to read about the war in Iraq. No, it's just not an appropriate thing to be thinking about or discussing on Shabbos. So he says it's totally prohibited. However, there are many, as he said, who are also lenient in this matter. And in particular, there is a general understanding, it would seem, in the world nowadays, in the Orthodox world nowadays, that if you enjoy it and it's not directly something prohibited by Chazal, then we usually will say it's okay. So, for example, if someone finds great interest in current events, in politics and things like that, not like the dirty parts of it. The dirty parts of it, forget about it. You shouldn't be looking at that ever, right? Not the Lashon Hara, but the general, you know, how is the election going? Who's the most popular? What is the general shifting of the country? In which direction? So those types of things, again, if it's kosher during the week to read, then it's probably going to be considered permissible on Shabbos if it provides some level of enjoyment. Does not mean that there are not people who would say that it is prohibited, but in general, I believe that we are relatively lenient in these matters. And says the Kitzer Shulchan Aruch to conclude two final points from a halachic standpoint on this matter. What about things like Jewish history? What about things like Holocaust-related materials? Are those things that could be read on Shabbos? So you'll say, well, listen, if I'm allowed to read about the election and politics, I probably should be allowed to read about the Holocaust and things like that, right? So the answer is not so clear. When it comes to reading things about Jewish history and to having a general better understanding about where we came from and the like, so those are beautiful things. But when it comes to specifically the tragic moments that the Jewish people face throughout history, so it's unclear if those things are allowed. The Mishnah Berurah actually says, "V'asur l'saper b'Shabbos eizah davar shemitztayer bo." If there's something that's really saddening, something that's really disturbing to you, to read it on Shabbos, so that's a real problem. So when it comes to Holocaust-related material, although the historical element may be permissible on some level so that we can know about our history, to sit and read tragic stories about things that have happened to the Jewish people over Shabbos that will make you in a general saddened state, that could be an issue. However, I'll add one additional caveat to that. And that is that there's a difference between just being depressed and being inspired through a tragic story. Inspiration through a tragic story, I think, is a different emotion, and therefore perhaps there could even be some room to be lenient in that regard as well, right? So some people will read a Holocaust story, or they'll read a novel for that matter, and it will literally just bring them to tears because they're just so sad to read about that. That's an issue. But if you're reading about a story, you read about Anne Frank, I don't know, just to choose a well-known topic, you read about Anne Frank and you say, wow, this girl was so amazing. That's how we need to raise the children of this generation to be like that. That's a different type of reading, and that seemingly would be permissible to be involved with on Shabbos. Okay, with all of that said, realizing that many of these things are permissible and many of these things are prohibited, what is this all about? Chazal care if I read this, if I read that? What is this really getting towards, and what is it driving towards? So I think the answer is probably clear, and probably at this point understood by most of us, whether explicitly understood or intuitively understood. But it seems that Shabbos is not really about all of these types of things. Reading newspapers, reading books. We've come to use Shabbos for these things because it's a nice time that we could shut the world off and we can just sit and relax and read a paper. But ultimately, that's not what Shabbos is about. Shabbos is about the time of rest, but not just physical rest, also spiritual rests, and not just resting, but also a certain kind of rejuvenation. How does one achieve a spiritual rejuvenation? So again, sometimes you do need to just like zone out and read a paper and forget about the world, but more often than not, it's actually about trying to plug back in to some of the spiritual elements of life, to open up a Jewish-related book, to learn a little bit of Torah, to involve ourselves in these matters that can actually bring us closer to God. So ultimately, we see that the reason why these various prohibitions could exist with different reading materials, it's all about not involving ourselves with what I would call a mood distractor. And we have a whole week to forget about Judaism. We have a whole week to say, you know what, I don't need to be as plugged in right now. Shabbos is the single most important day of the week to be actively plugged in and tuned into Jewish sensitivities, to Torah sensitivities, to a relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, not to involve ourselves in negative things, but to involve ourselves in very positive, uplifting, spiritual kind of material. So with all of that said, a Kadosh Baruch Hu should bless us, God willing, this week that we should be able to find over Shabbos the ability to tune into spiritual materials, the ability to connect to God. Again, if we are not exclusively doing that already, I never believe in going from 0 to 60 and forgetting about all these types of things. But ultimately, to realize that the goal is to be able to push a lot of this stuff out of our lives on Shabbos, not to forget about the world always, but on Shabbos to realize that the world that we need to care about is right in our Dalet Amos, right around us. If we needed to be so concerned about things going on in China and things going on all around the world, and we needed to be so tuned into current events, then we would be allowed to do it. For example, one thing we didn't talk about this evening is something like if there is an impending doom or some sort of impending terrible thing that's a terrorist attack, God forbid, that would be expected, so one can read the paper or potentially even listen to the radio if need be, if there is a real danger. But again, Shabbos is not meant to learn about things that don't have a direct influence in us right here and right now. So Hashem should bless us with a beautiful Shabbos to be able to connect to Him, to be able to connect to the spiritual nature of our religion on a deeper level, and wish everyone a beautiful evening and a wonderful Shabbos.